Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. So when our church, when the writers of our church, be they holy fathers, ecclesiastical writers, theologians, when they write about theology, which it is important for us to understand our theology, they do so in a certain context. It's either called polemics, which means they're writing against a bad theology, so you'll get some kind of comparison, you know, this teaching says this, but really our teaching says this. Or it's apologetics, which is responding to a question, you know, how does our church feel about something? And so they bring in theology to explain that. And there's catechism, which kind of gives some statements, but really doesn't go into deep theology. And there's called systematic theology. A systematic approach just simply says, here, we're going to talk about the subject of, let's say, salvation, you know, and it tells you statements. However, the fathers really didn't do a lot of systematic theology. So oftentimes when you come across a writing or an article, like I did, I came across an article this week that I wanted to share with you. But before I reveal the context, the polemics, or the apologetics, I just wanted to pull out, because that's what's clear, it was useful to us, to pull out just the pure sort of teachings of the church. And then, you know, as a kind of an afterthought, we can, you know, learn what the article was really about. So it says some important things about what the Orthodox Christian teaching is about salvation. Okay, and I'm going to read a few things here. Bear with me. So this, before we get to salvation, the author here, and I'll tell you who he is, but I mean, he's a great theologian of our church. He says, Greek Orthodox Christianity never had a fundamentalist or literalist understanding of biblical inspiration and was never committed to the inerrancy of Scripture in matters concerning the structure of the universe and life in it. Okay, you can detect a kind of polemics here, right? He's kind of comparing it to, you know, other people think that the Bible, you know, said the truth about everything, you know, and even science. But the Orthodox Church doesn't see the Bible as a science book. It sees it as a book about the revelation of God. And everything that's true is true. If it's true, it's from God, right? I mean, God didn't fake anything. Another statement in this article about salvation now says, about the creation of man. He says, the Orthodox always believed that man was created imperfect or at a low level of perfection with the destiny of evolving to higher levels of perfection. Which means Adam and Eve in, you know, paradise, they were not at the full-fledged state of what they could be. Their job in paradise to keep the commandments and to grow in the grace. And so therefore it says, the fall of each person entails a failure to reach perfection, and it's not a collective fall from perfection. So each person of us, you know, and here's the Greek word for sin, amartia, which literally means missing the mark. So if you miss the mark of perfection or the movement towards perfection, and you're always moving in some other direction, that would be the sin. That is the sin. That is the fall of an individual. Also, spiritual evolution does not end in a static beatific vision. Okay, now he's kind of comparing it to Western theology. But spiritual evolution is a never-ending process which will go on even into eternity. So the fathers talk about, you know, leaving this life in repentance. Why is it necessary to leave this life in repentance? Is because repentance is this motion away from evil, away from the darkness, and towards God and towards light. And if you leave this life with that motion continues. Kind of like, you know, you touch maybe in space. I don't know how it is in space. You know, you touch something and it just kind of just keeps going. The Orthodox believe that all creation is destined to share in the glory of God. Both the damned and the glorified are people who have God's grace, you know, the saints, and as much as we can, you know, the damned, obviously, in the end of the world are those who don't have that. So both the damned and the glorified will be saved. In other words, both will have vision of God in his uncreated glory. So actually, in some way, everybody will be saved. But what salvation will mean is different, because the difference for that is that for the unjust, this same uncreated glory of God, when they finally encounter it, will be the eternal fires of hell, as we describe them. Okay, but it's the same glory of God, like the sun shines on people, and if your skin is able to accept it, you get a nice tan, you get your vitamin D. You know, if you have weak skin or you're unprotected or whatever, you get cancer or whatever. So God is light for those who learn to love him, and a consuming fire for those who will not. God has no positive intent to punish. Okay, so these are teachings of our church. God is not out there to punish. He's out there not to punish. Love does not mean I want to punish you, right? So he gives us all these chances and all these teachings and all these things that we can do to be ready for him, because it could be, you know, this kind of really strong experience. And if you're not ready because you decided not to love God, not to love in general, and you're not like God in any sort of way, then it will be a bad experience. I don't want to give away what this article is about exactly. Well, anyway. So the article was actually written in 1965 by one of our great theologians, Father John Romanides, and he was responding to someone saying, what would it do if there was life on other planets? Would that jeopardize our theology or the way we think? And he said, it would jeopardize Roman Catholic and Protestant theology, and then he goes into why, right? But he says, Orthodox theology, he thought it was even a silly question, not that there might be life on another planet, but that it would change or affect or put our theology into question, he says, because no matter what is on another planet, he says, discovery of intelligent life on another planet would raise the question of how far advanced these beings are in their love and preparation for glory. That's the only question. As on this planet, so on any other planet, the fact that one may have not as yet learned about the Lord of glory of the Old and New Testament, meaning about our Lord Jesus Christ or about the Trinity, does not mean that he is automatically condemned to hell. Just as one who believes in Christ is not automatically destined to be involved in the eternal movement towards perfection or heaven. Okay? So whatever the special plan God might have for, you know, beings on other planets, it doesn't matter. It doesn't change the fact that in order to be with, at least according to our theology, in order to be with God, you got to be like God. And, you know, if they haven't heard of Christ or whatever, that it really doesn't change it. And what's interesting, though, is that he says that even here on earth, people who have not ever heard or learned about Christ or don't know, that doesn't keep them from, you know, deciding to be like God, and they don't even know. You know, if they are following their conscience, which is from God, you know, and following justice and love for fellow man and all those things that, you know, make us true human beings, then they have accepted their, the grace of God is working in them, you know. Now, with Orthodox Christians, we have extra doses of that, not as a kind of a special ticket to heaven, but I mean, we have learned about the Holy Trinity. We have learned what God has revealed, you know, throughout the ages. And we have received this special thing called the grace of baptism and you know, regeneration, which means if we don't become saints, then, I mean, you know, then there's something really wrong with us. Maybe we were the wrong people to be part of this church or whatever, because, you know, hopefully we've decided that we want to take advantage of this extra boost that humanity can get, you know, and become. Like St. Paisios, you know, whose memory we celebrate today for the first time. He died in 1996. He was canonized a saint just last year, and today was his first feast day. But anyway, getting back to this, so this was an article. The apologetic was, what do we feel about, you know, life on another planet as far as terms of salvation? And the polemic was that he was comparing it, and I didn't read all that, but he kind of compared it to Western forms of theology and philosophy, so we kind of extracted that. The subject of salvation and how our church understands that is so important for us because, I mean, you know, if we can make sense of that, then we can make sense of what to do in our lives, you know, and what to think. And perhaps we'll be dealing with this as we move forward. So let's stand and pray now.